me about everybody's week.
Yesterday was terrible.
Yesterday was terrible. Okay. What happened? What made it so bad?
My man didn't win.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Okay. Mine either. Yeah, I couldn't believe that, actually. I was like, wow, that's crazy. But whatever. America voted, right? So.
But everything you read, Jeff, says that a bad economy situation was a hell. MLM is at its top peak. So we should all have good years.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good positive news. Cool. Anybody else?
Oh, I signed my 41st customer.
There you go.
Yesterday.
Very nice. Good. Anybody else? All right. I was telling Jeannie earlier, I've got this chart on my wall. It's got 100 little boxes, and when I do a presentation, I put a person's name and I put the date, and I just started doing this because I just wanted to kind of track it. And I've done, so since I've been tracking it, I've done 9 presentations. I've gotten out of 9 presentations, 4 out of 9 became preferred customers, and 2 out of 9 became distributors. So just trying to figure, just kind of track it, and I just figured if I do 100 presentations, I'll have an extra, you know, say, how many? It would probably be 30 people, right? 20 people to the business. So with a few, probably 15 or 20 more customers. So just trying to make it easier on myself and kind of, you know it is a numbers game, and all I got to do is do the presentations, and the results will come. So I also want to let you guys know that Send Out Card sent me a new scorecard, a new follow-up sheet. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot. You can find that at worldgratitudeteam.com. And I put it there. That's just the easiest way for me to just put it there, and you can click on resources and download it. For instance, the contact follow-up sheet, it says little check marks. Did I add my contact manager? Did I send them a card? Did I share the product? Did I share the opportunity? Follow-up, sign-up, training. And it kind of just keeps everybody on in the process. Because on the scorecard, it says add to your list or contact manager, use the products, and a gratitude or heartfelt card. Use the product, send a prospecting card, share the products, share the opportunity, new MD or customer, training, and personal development. And you can associate whatever numbers you want to those, but I've just created them all as ones. And what happened yesterday is like, well, I didn't share the opportunity with anybody, and so I actually picked someone that's been interested about Send Out Cards, and I sent them the, I think the Sock Stars or the Send Magazine. I haven't seen the new Ascend magazine because they had to take the old compensation plan out of it. So I sent one to myself as well, but that kind of just kind of tells me like, oh, did I do this today? If I didn't do that, then I can just jump on real quick, send them some information about the business. So anyway, so something to look at when you have a time. So we're going to talk about the law of victory tonight, and you know, even talking earlier, finding out what your victories were already for this week. Leaders find a way for the team to win. I think there's a story in Think and Grow Rich where they land on shore and the general says, we're going to win because those are our ships burning out there in the sea. We can't retreat. So make winning mandatory. And like my Yeah, I don't know if you jumped on our team conference call 2 nights ago, but we were talking about accountability and keeping score, and every team keeps score. And it's no different in business. We have to keep score of our business as well, and that's why the scorecard comes in handy if you don't already have one, way to keep score for your business. And teaching your team to do the same thing, because a lot of people are saying, well, I need some accountability, or my business isn't growing the way it should. Well, you know, show me your numbers for last week, and I can tell right away, you know, what you're doing or what you're not doing, and kind of help you along. And that's kind of eye-opening, because it kind of shows you what you're, where you're lacking and where you need, or where your strengths are. This is a mindset that says losing is not an option, winning is mandatory. And I really want to get you guys just focused on winning, and your teams focused on winning. And one of the great affirmations: I'm a winner, I'm an achiever, I'm gonna get the job done. And I think you really just need to. I look at the recognition page. I used to look at it a lot, but I want to be on the recognition. I want Cody to. I'm not big on as much as I was sending in all my numbers, but I want to hear my team members hitting Cody's challenge. I want to see them getting awards on stage. I want to see them walking across stage. Winning is mandatory for my team. They have to win. And I want to make sure that, we have one of the nicest teams out there. And I thrive on that. And I think you should too. So unity of vision, everybody on the same page. Cody was on we got a call every Monday, and he goes, We do two things here at Send Out Cards. We gather customers, and we show other people how to gather customers. We get customer gatherers. So we this the twofold mission of Send Out Cards. And I saw something in someone posted in Singapore a couple of days ago, and he was talking about the twofold mission of Send Out Cards and helping millions of people reach out in kindness, acting on their promptings. And if we can really get people to buy into the vision and on the same page, it's so key. Surround yourself with people who believe you like you and believe and think like you believe and think different thoughts. Jim Rohn says, you know, I'm not seeking disciples. I'm just here to share some different concepts with you. And I like you can make up your own mind at the end of this call or at the end of the series and what works the best for you. And diversity of skills. Look for a diversity of skills. Everybody's one person's weaknesses are another person's strengths. And Lois and I were talking earlier, doing meetings and stuff like that, training meetings and educational meetings. Sometimes when you do opportunity meetings, they get dry and stale. I would really, really recommend two books, 45-Second Presentation That'll Change Your Life by Don Fela and The System by Don Fela. And he says that he rather does what they call sizzle sessions, and what we do over here call coffee and cards. You know, we come weekly, we meet at a Starbucks or a coffee shop, and we just kind of do some training. And and if a person, a guest, wants to join us, they can see the synergy and stuff like that. People want to be a part of something like a group. Raising the team members to their potential. We talked about this last week. You know, maybe not doing some of the training at your meeting and giving it to someone else, seeing how they do. That's the only way they're going to grow. And this is all about knowing and utilizing the team strength. So knowing, you know, who's good at the door checking people in and who's not really a good speaker. You want, I mean, if you're doing a, you know, those Treat 'em Right seminars, Cody wants the best speakers that he feels. There's some other people that are good at Send Out Cards, but he also needs need to capture the audience as well and maintain the flow of the day. So any questions there? Covered a bunch of stuff right there. Anybody read those two books out of curiosity?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good stuff, right?
Absolutely.
I love Don Fela's stuff.
His second book is called The System?
The System. And
one
thing,
okay.
Yeah. The System, and he says to use third party when he says, do you know of anybody, Lois, that is interested in making some extra money from home? Because he doesn't ask them point blank, because you are going to put up your walls and retreat. But then you're going to say, well, it depends, what is it? So using the third party approach. I also heard this the other day, making two lists, everybody that could use your product and everybody could use some extra money. So if you don't already have two lists going on, you know, because on the score sheet, on the contact follow-up sheets, it's, you know, I'm not personally what I'm looking for. I'm looking to build my team. And I will take customers, but I know that going into it. I had a girl today hit my website. I think I advertised on Craigslist or something like that. Now, on Craigslist, you can't mention the business opportunity, but I promoted in a community the 30-day challenge. And I had someone from Texas hit it and found out she was a running coach. And I said to her, one of my first, I have them click on send a free card. That's my step two in the process. And step one is kind of educate them a little bit, finding out, qualifying them a little bit. Step two is having them see how the program works. And I let Cody do it. And I got an email, and I said, are you interested in just using it as a service, or are you looking to make some extra money? And point blankly, I'll ask that question. And she said, well, I'm interested in learning about the service. Now, my ad only talked about the service, so I might have caught her off guard because she didn't even know there was a business opportunity. But so I sent her a follow-up card with the Ascend magazine, which obviously the Ascend magazine talks about the opportunity. And I'll start letting the tools do the work for me. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The leader's view. Leadership is responsible. Losing is unacceptable. Passion is unquenchable. Creativity is essential. Quitting is unthinkable. Commitment is unquestionable. Victory is inevitable. I absolutely can't stand when a team member says to me, I'm not going to quit the business, because in my mind they already have, because they wouldn't have said that. And I'll never quit. If I told Jordan I'll never quit, he would be like, what? Why are you even using that word? And it just, words are everything. So instilling the right words, half of the people out there are killing themselves, because they're just the words that they use over and over and over. It's just a habit. And just kind of redirect some of their words and how they use it. Say, no. You're going to do it until. And I always remind people about why did they join in the first place. You know, mine was I wanted to stop working for my boss, and I wanted to work from home. And I'm sure your reasons are about the same. And if you're in the same boat, then, you know, I can show you how I did that. Okay. Any questions there?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Good stuff. The law of victory. So just make sure winning is not optional. Winning is mandatory. So Lois, you hitting your 100 retail customers, that is mandatory.
And, thank you.
Yeah, good. And the thing that you really want to get in the habit to, and I don't do a good job of doing this, is when you do hit your goal, pat yourself on the back. Have some kind of reward system where, you know, maybe you'll go out to dinner with your spouse. It's something that is not gigantic, but it's enough to say, you know, we're celebrating tonight. And, I hit this. And sometimes I'm a firm believer, there's two schools of thought here, is you don't have to share your goals with everybody. I think goals sometimes are personal. And after you hit it, say, you know, Jeannie, that was my goal. And, you know, she's like, congratulations, good job, that was awesome. And I'm like, well, that was my goal. And she's, wow, I had no idea. And versus if you tell everybody, now the other school of thought, it gives you that commitment and stuff like that, but my commitment is to myself, really. And so that's how I view goal setting. So, okay, Law 16, the law of Big Mo, momentum is a leader's best friend. Momentum is the great exaggerator. Momentum makes us look better than we are. Young leaders often get less credit than they deserve because they have little to no momentum. Okay? One word that can help you enjoy the fruit of your labor to build momentum without letting it destroy you is gratitude. So when you do hit something, you know, say, you know, thank you, you know, in the science of getting rich, it says to say thank you before it's even happened, and you'll attract that, what you want. So being just kind of silently saying it to yourself over and over, and the more good stuff it comes, say it often, and be grateful. Momentum helps followers perform better than they are. The initial work is the toughest part for the least results. We all know that. Know it, understand it, be grateful for it. So know that, you know, when a, you know, it takes a while for a train to get going, but once the train gets going, it's tough for it to stop. It takes a long time. And that's cool. But it, you know, but it takes a while to build up that momentum in anything. So, I mean, a lot of people will say, John Maxwell says it's taken me 20 years to be an overnight success. You know, same thing with Jordan. It's taken him 13 companies and however many years to finally think and make it happen. It all came together. So let's not be too hard on ourselves because we know it's a process. momentum is a powerful change agent. It's imperative that we understand how best to help our clients initiate change. I have a side note here. We all have winters, summers, falls, and springs. So what season are you in right now? And the key thing is when everything is going awesome, the key thing is to plant like crazy because there will be a winter. When we are winning, nothing hurts. I mean, that's so true. It's almost like, you know, when you pray, it's you're like, when things aren't going as planned. But when everything is good, you kind of ignore it. And the goal is to just try to switch that out a little bit, I think. Momentum is a leader's responsibility. Again, momentum is a leader's responsibility. I love that. I need to underline that. It takes a leader to create momentum. It just doesn't happen. If you can't make the heat, get out of the kitchen. John Maxwell says, you know, the saying is, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. He says, if you can't make the heat, get out of the kitchen. Momentum begins inside the leader. Remember, it's an inside-outside process. The law of Big Mo, a mindset / awareness, environment / culture, everyday / preparedness. And that's so true. I mean, it's an apple a day. It's not 30 apples on the 30th day. And it's, I post this day on Facebook, looking back at what you did yesterday in your business, is your business going to grow today? Are you going to get paid next week from what you did today? And if the answer is no, then you know. So you can't be unhappy about that. All right. The law of big momentum. I don't want to be the only one talking here. So any ahas or what did you guys take away from momentum? Or comments, concerns, questions, whatever.
I think momentum starts with the leader, but if you have your team, you also have to get the momentum starting in them too, because you want to grow them as leaders also.
Right.
So
right.
The momentum has to be contagious,
okay.
Not just within you.
Gotcha.
Is that, Jeff, what you were referring to when you said momentum was misleading, or I'm not sure if I heard that correctly.
Momentum makes us look better than we are. Is
okay.
That what you're saying?
Yeah.
You could get
wrapped up in movement and not really momentum. Is that?
It's tough for a new person to a young person, even a young person that sends out cards. Because they're getting the least results because they've just gotten started. So if you're in it for 5 years and you're doing a gift account a day and sending out, 10,000 cards, then, I mean, you got momentum's your friend. It's in your corner. But if it's not, then, it's just – and it's tough for a new person to see that, I think. But
right.
You kind of just got to paint it to them and say, hey, it wasn't like this in the beginning. But I said on Monday night, I said Jordan taught three things. He taught a card a day, a card with a, prospecting card a day with some literature or a DVD in it, and a walkthrough, and just one a day. And I said to Adam, I go, dude, I don't want to be average. I mean, I'm tired of doing what I'm doing. No offense, but I'm out. And we were doing five or six a day. And a lot of people would say, well, where'd you find the people? Well, I put the spot when I was working on the road with Tom. I mean, I put myself in that situation where I could talk to those people. Everything I do is I associate it where I can get more contact. It is for a selfish reason, absolutely. And that's the reason my business grows. And everything that I mean, if I join a club or a community or something like that, if it's, you know, it's, for the most part, it's about to grow my business. And I always look at it that way. Is this thing going to put my business in the next level? Even if I put an ad on Craigslist or if I'm considering buying an ad space in a magazine that talks about home business opportunities. And, you know, will this move my business to the next level where I want it to be? So, anybody else? Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I was just commenting. I like what you just said about everything you do and thinking about your business and will it drive it forward. I know for myself personally, I've taken that mindset and now I need to put it in action. But I've been joining a few associations and really spending a lot of time with self-development and networking. So in the long run, it'll pay off. But I like how you connected the two. I knew that that's why I was doing it, but I didn't really kind of just say that out loud. So I like that thing.
And that's okay. And I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about in a few chapters before, it's being selfish is fine.
Yeah.
You need to serve yourself first in order to serve others. And a lot of people, I'll give you another book. Randy Gage wrote a brand new book called The Risky is the New Safe. And it's kind of a little, it'll shake you up a little bit. But Randy Gage is like that. So, risky is the new safe, and it's really, really good. It's okay.
Jeff.
We go ahead.
Jeff.
Yeah.
This is Myrna Marie.
Hi.
Speaking of Randy Gage and his new book, he will be in Boise. I think it's the 13th. For a seminar.
Cool.
And we all get.
Are you going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you going?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Randy, I went to his leadership thing in Las Vegas. Again, even seminars, what kind of value can I get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always about what I can gain from it. now, there are certain things that I do. I go along with other people because that's what they want to do. That's their life path, and I'm supportive that way. But, you know, but for the most part is, you know, will this you know, bring me closer to my goal or take me further away from my goal? That's another good question. So, well, good. Randy Gage is good.
Yeah, and I received a postcard because I have bought his books, and I received a postcard, and I perhaps could give this email to everyone on the call. This came to me, and it was Risky is the New Safe, The Rules Have Changed, Randy Gage. This is the textbook of getting rich, and it is riskyisthenewsafe.com. It's a video. Watch this video from Randy and why he wrote Risky and what it can mean for you. So everybody could go there. It's riskyisthenewsafe.com.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Did you say the new safe?
Safe. Safe, like money safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really good book. And I just found out if I was closer to Goodyear, Arizona, Kim Kiyosaki, that's Robert Kiyosaki's wife, author of Rich Woman, is going to be at Barnes & Noble. So all these little things, I mean, Kim Kiyosaki.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Another thing that I would definitely write down is this is how I totally built my network with like-minded people is just Google cash flow groups in your area. Has anybody played the board game Cash Flow?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's a must. So Google cash flow groups in Idaho, wherever you live, and if there's nothing going on, buy the game. It's an expensive game, but you can probably find it somewhere on Amazon. And it's fantastic. It teaches you how to get out of the rat race.
It's
my whole...
Is it the Kiyosaki game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Have you played it?
No, I have not. I know about it, but I have not played
fabulous. I probably played it a couple hundred times. And the people that go to that are people that want to get out of the rat race. I mean, goodness gracious, that is our those are some good contacts. And anyway, and if the cash flow is not going on in your area, I'd recommend buying the game and just hosting a few and invite, create a meetup group. Say, hey, listen, this is what's going on. I'm hosting a cash flow game, and you'll attract some interesting people, real estate investors, stock people, other network marketers, and if you're a leader, and bring them together and do a little educational piece, have a little bit of fun. So, cash flow. All right, law number 17, the law of priorities. Leaders understand that activity is not necessarily accomplishment. We were just talking about that. I'm not sure who said that. Who said that earlier? They said leaders understand that activity is not necessarily accomplishment. So not doing the wrong activities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's priorities, okay? The law determines our effectiveness, okay? Jim Rohn says, the guy says, I've been busy. And he's like, doing what? Because your action, I mean, your results aren't there. And a lot of people, Randy Gates says, you can keep on refreshing your back office 10 times a day, but is that building your business? And obviously the answer is no. So priorities. So that's where the scorecard comes in handy. Those are our priorities. So you just get your team, again, can't teach it if you're not doing it first. So, you know, start implementing it and start sharing with your team. Say, this is what's keeping me accountable. These are my priorities. And these, you know, if you want to build a business, these are going to be your priorities. The law is the lever that instead of focusing on getting more done, the great leader gets the right things done. It's not about more. It's all about doing the right things. Today I will get the right things done. The 3 R's of priorities. What is required? What must I do that nobody can or should be doing for me today? So what is required of me? I can't have an assistant send out my heartfelt card. What gives me the greatest return? What am I doing that can be done at least 80% as well as someone else? What can give me the greatest return? I've once heard, get one thing in your business life or one thing in your personal life, if you were to do it every day, would make a dramatic impact in your business? That's a good question. For me, it would probably be adding a new contact, meeting a new person. How about you guys? So one thing that could change your business around tomorrow, if you were to do one thing, just one thing in your business.
To me, it would be being able to do phone calls better.
Not good on the phone?
Correct. I don't think I come off as professional as I possibly could. Or because I have a tendency, if I want to build rapport, I have a tendency to be too much on the friendly side, and then I have a problem switching over to become the salesperson.
You're not a sales. Okay. I love it, Lois. I love how you step up and just put yourself out there.
I know.
you're not a salesperson. Okay. Yeah, I want you to get rid of that. Because again, your people think they're going to have to be a salesperson, and everybody, there's only 5% of the population are salespeople. 95% of everybody else. So who would you rather go after?
Oh, the everybody else.
95%, right? Sure.
Right.
So instead of thinking you're selling something, look for people who want to earn some extra money. Switch that mindset, saying, you know, I'm not looking to sell you anything. I'm looking for give you an opportunity. I'm looking for providing you something. That should be your shift.
Okay.
And you'll find business partners. And using a third-party approach, do you know anybody, Jeff, who would be interested in, you know, marketing a really cool program or, you know, making some extra money on the side? Oh, it depends. What is it? Well, I've got this business called Send Out Cards, online greeting card and gift business. If you know of anybody, Jeff, because I'm asking for myself, aren't I?
True.
Yeah, big time. So, Lois, you say you could just give them a card. I'll send you an email. You can go to the website, check it out. There's a few videos there. You can even click on it. You can even try it for free. Click on a little button to send a free card. And then if they go there, you know you get a lead.
That's true.
So, yeah, and I would just say, you know, cut to the chit-chat. What's your agenda when you call them? Maybe have that down on paper.
Yeah, that's what
you're
I need
good. You're personal enough that you don't need to do too much rapport building. You know, you got a good personality, so. But, yeah, that's.
As I'm sitting
that's,
here with a big smile.
Yeah, that's another thing in that 45-second presentation. So, you know, don't look to switch the mindset of, you're looking to sell something to someone. Instead, you're saying you're looking, do you know of anybody? You're giving someone an opportunity. More
True.
People out there right now are looking to make some extra money. And that's what you
okay.
want.
True. That's the people that I'm looking for, someone to partner with me.
Do you know anyone that wants to partner, Jeff, that wants to make some side income from home? The first question out of their mouth, it depends, what is it? Right?
True.
That's what they're going to say. That's what they're going to say. If they say no, you move on. You know?
And then I give myself a point for every 10 no's that I get.
Yep.
On my scorecard.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So, anybody want to say anything about that? No? Okay, good. Because what's our intention? Our intention is to build our teams. Now, sure, you can get a customer, and then they might upgrade down the road. But, you know, I'm looking for people. I'm on the twofold mission part of it, and I'm looking for some people who want to join my team and make some extra money. If you know of anybody like that, you know, here, give them my card. What they're going to do is they're going to go back home. They're going to look at it. I'm going to share with you guys a website real quick. I put this in. If you want to learn more, I can certainly give you information. If you can go to howigotoutoftheratrace.com. It's a domain that I own, howigotoutoftheratrace.com. You'll see a quick little video. I have a business card that says How I Got Out of the Rat Race. Learn more. Go here. And you'll see when you go to that website, if you're interested in learning about getting step number two, because I teach a three-step process. First step is educating them. Step number two is showing them how the product works. And then the third thing is obviously showing them and you know how the business opportunity works. But that is through a program called, when you get there, it's through a program called Home Office Pro. You get as many landing pages as you possibly want. And you can do all kinds of sort of things. So what they do on that page, they click on the Facebook thing, and they can go to the step number two right away. And I get an email saying so-and-so is on my website right now.
It's office. Now, where did you say that? Home Office?
Office Pro. And you can also, if you go to World Gratitude, I know I'm giving you a lot right now, but if you go to worldgratitudeteam.com, mm-hmm. you can see a link there that you can sign up. So if you're, it's pretty cool. I've been using it for a while. I don't use the landing pages. I'll make my own landing pages like the one you see there, How I Got Out of the Rat Race. I bought several domains from GoDaddy, and I simply forward them to that website. So if I'm meeting someone on a plane, my first thing is obviously getting their information. But if I use a third-party approach, they're going to be interested enough to go to that website and say, what the heck's all this all about? Good?
Good. Cool.
Okay. Let's see here. Just because I can doesn't mean I should. That's the art of delegation. I mean, I've been listening to the 4-hour work week, and he says you really do want to have an assistant. I don't have an assistant. I would love to, you know, I'd love to research that more. There's certain things that I probably shouldn't be doing, but I'm stubborn, and like if I want it done my way, it's gonna be my, you know, this way, it's gonna be my, you know, do it my way, and that is an ego. That's just I've got to relinquish that to get to the next level. I've got to allow someone else to do some work that I shouldn't be doing in the first place. I think we all need to get to that point. Maybe not when we get started, but down the road, you know, there's certain things you can pay someone. He says you can pay someone $5 an hour from India to do a few things that you don't want to do. Free up some time. So what can I do that can be doubled or tripled purposed? This is a leverage question. What brings the greatest reward? We talked about that. As a leader, it is a terrific advantage to be in a place to choose what you do. I want to say that over again because that didn't make sense. As a leader, it is a terrific advantage to be in the right place to choose what you do. So I guess, I'm not sure, but there are many things that catch my eye, but only a few things that catch my heart. So are you doing what you love? I love asking that question. I mean, really, Send Out Cards is all about if you don't love people, then you probably shouldn't even be, you know, you probably even shouldn't be even talking to talking to me or looking at our business, because you've got to love people. I mean, our product is you help make people feel good on the receiving end. That is just cool, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so Jordan called me the other day, and he says he has this great idea, and he's like, I want to share it with you. And he says, Jeff, I've been working this to send out, you know, if you have the app on your phone, you know, sending out 2 postcards out a day with a picture on the front of the postcard. So what you can do with the app is you're out there living your life, say, hey, let me take a picture with you, Lois, and take a picture.
Yep.
And say, what's your address? And just right there on the fly, a little postcard. And you could even say in the postcard, hey, learn more about Send Out Cards and put one of your websites in there. You know, try it on me. Try it for free. You got to understand that most of your people will just send them to your website. As much as you've got to relinquish that control and say, hey, listen, Lois, you want to learn more about what I do? Here's my website. And go ahead and send a card to your husband. You're going to click on send a free card, and a little man will pop up and walk you through it. I'll give you a call after it's done. If you can have that much, if they don't go there, you could follow up a phone call. Did you have trouble or something like that? If they didn't choose, they chose not to go there, why would you want to keep on following up with the person and chasing that person?
Really? That's
seriously
true.
But most people will. They'll keep on chasing the people. And sure, if it's an appointment, and I'll definitely walk them through. But I want to make sure that they know. I walked a guy through in Canada. He's a loan officer, and I said, guy, you're going to go to this website. I was walking my dog, click on send a free card, click yes when Cody comes up. He's going to walk you through. I'll ad-lib through the presentation and do the small talk through the presentation. And I said, you know, you can become a customer, 2 ways to become a customer, or you can make money at this. You know, what do you want more information on? All you're going to do, guys, you're going to bring them to your website and have them click on send a free card. You're going to get an email saying so-and-so is on your website. You can follow up with a phone call, send them a thank you note. He knows that it's that easy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so that is Law 17, the Law of Priorities. I like that law. And again, you going back to the scorecard and using the contact follow-up sheets, I use both on paper, the contact follow-up sheet, and the Home Office Pro, just so you guys both know. So anyway.
Now, what did you say that again?
I use the contact follow-up sheets, the paper.
Again,
you can get a World Grad Team. And I also use Home Office Pro. Now,
okay.
I do a little webinar on that, Home Office Pro, so you can actually go there and you'll see how I use it. It's pretty slick.
Yeah, I'm on Home Office Pro.
There's a little demo of me kind of doing it, like 5 minutes long.
I'm right now where it says send out cards at the top, grow your business, register now.
Yeah, worldgratitudeteam.com. That's the link to sign up for it, but there's also a little webinar I did, like five minutes.
Oh, okay. Because I went to World Gratitude Team, and then I saw the list that you have that took me to Home Pro, Home Office Pro.
Yeah, let me see.
So
here.
I'm actually on Home Office Pro with the Send Out Cards logo on it.
Yeah, Home Office Pro demo, it says, on World Gratitude Team. That's the little five-minute
demo. Okay, I missed that part.
I just went straight to Home Office Pro.
Okay.
And that's if you want to sign up for it. It's $14 a month. It does have autoresponders. That's what I like. So let's say if I call Lois, and I can even put if she's a personal business use or opportunity seeker.
Okay.
And the emails are already done for me, geared to that type of language.
Okay.
And if I clicked on left message, an email goes out to her.
Okay.
If she's missed her appointment, an email goes out to her.
Okay.
If she signs up, or there's all kinds of different things.
Okay. And I could tie my website to this?
You're going to watch the, yes, you can. If you watch that little demo,
okay. I'll go there.
You can do exactly what I did. You can make as many as you want.
Okay.
So you can put them, you can figure out how Facebook's rejected me for the ads so far, but you could literally, you can do them anywhere. And the cool thing about it is you capture their information.
Okay. And that's what I was looking for. I have my website up, but I'm still working on it and the Facebook fan page, but I haven't gotten to the capturing the information, so.
Yep.
Okay.
It's cool. So.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
You're welcome. You guys want to do 18 and then call it a night? That'll bring us right to about 7, my time. That'd be good. And then do the next 3 next week?
Perfect.
Okay. Sounds good. all right. The law of sacrifice. The leader must give up to go up. There is no success without sacrifice. Someone's put in their dues. Cody's put in his dues at getting this company to where it's at right now. And there's always people putting in their dues behind the curtain. Leaders are often asked to give up more than others. The cost of leadership, as your leadership goes up, your rights decrease and your responsibilities increase. You all know that. So... as you rise in leadership, okay, I just said that, the heart of leadership is sacrifice. It's doing what's best for the team. So you might have to sacrifice some of your family hours. You might have to sacrifice some of your, you know, TV shows or whatever, and letting people know that as you're building the team and say, you know what, Jeff, you're going to have to give up Seinfeld.
Break it up, Jeff.
Wednesday. What's that? Hello?
He said you were breaking up, Jeff.
Oh, I thought he said, great job, Jeff. can you hear me still?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I've got you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So it's kind of like, you know, you sponsored me and say, hey, Jeff, we have, you know, we have meetings. We have training meetings on these nights, and they're not mandatory. You know, we'd recommend it. And so just giving people a proper perspective, if they're a leader, they want to, you know, that type of thing. You must be giving up to stay up. You got to keep on giving up to stay up. I like that. Giving up your time, your talents, your money. Stay up to where you want to be. Can you guys still hear me?
I can.
Okay.
I can.
All right. And the higher the level of leadership, the greater the sacrifice. So your time gets very, very limited. You know, it's tough to get Cody, or it's tough sometimes to get Jordan on the call if you're not part of their inner circle. Remember, we talked about the inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, getting distributed, there's a call for just for Eagles on Mondays.
Gosh.
And it's really where they hash things out. I mean, it's awesome. I think I got invited once because all they were talking about is the gratitude challenge, and And then I said to, I shot an email to Cody, and I said, I'd love to be a part of those calls if I could. And in me earning the Distributor of the Year, gave me that part of that inner circle. And that has been priceless. That has been so awesome. And then I'll challenge every one of you to get, number one, to get the Eagle, number two, to get to get on the Eagle's Nest. And you get on a call with Cody and a few other people, and they just they do the same thing. It's not as intense, but the Eagle's Nest, that, I've been a part of that since I began. And that might be a great goal for you. If you are enjoying success today, someone has gone before you and paid the price. So whatever success you're enjoying right now, someone's paid the price. Jordan's the one that came up with the gift account walkthrough. Can you imagine not having the gift account walkthrough?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
that's the basis of sharing the business.
Yeah. DeMar came up with the Pitcher Plus. Can you imagine not being able to put pitchers on your cards? You know, little things that we take for granted, you know, it's been through the ringer. So, anyway, so that is the law of sacrifice.
But what I really love is the fact that as the CEO of the company, Cody listens and implements things that enhance his baby, his product that he thought of. You know, and he's willing to listen.
I don't know. Can you hear me? Am I the
yeah.
only one?
No, I hear you.
Is anybody else having a tough time in getting this whole section's been just chop, 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 chop?
I had to disconnect and come back in twice.
Oh, shit.
I didn't have any problems at all.
I have no problem.
Just
an 18.
That's weird. Well, we're just about done. So did you guys – so, yeah, the law of sacrifice. It's crazy. Even Cody now knows that he needs to give up more responsibility to go up. He's got to hire more people, more key personnel in his inner circle to take this company to another level. Because no man can do it themselves. There's always a team of people behind the scenes.
To sign up a good leader.
That's right. Sign up a good leader.
That is
yep.
a sign of an excellent leader is the fact that they don't want to hoard. They don't feel so constrained that they have to do everything themselves.
They don't have that. They don't have a huge ego.
That is a sign of that's yes. a sign of maturity.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
Yeah. Not being. You don't need to be the one in the spotlight. In fact, you want your other people to be in the spotlight.
Right.
And that has to be done. And, it's good stuff. So, well, good. Did you guys get a lot out of tonight?
Yes.
I did, yeah.
Quite a bit, yes. Thank you.
Good. A lot of extras, right?
Yes, absolutely. Could you also send me an email on that on your Craigslist ad? This is Myrna Murray.
I don't know where. I'll just read it to you real quick. So, let me see if I can find it. Craigslist.
I've tried that. I've had a couple on there, but they've gone nowhere, so.
Yeah, let me see if I can, it says, posting has got gratitude ? 30-day challenge. My goal is to teach people something called the Gratitude Challenge. I started this challenge on Mother's Day of this year, and the goal was to have 10,000 people take it in 2 months. Instead, 7,000 people took it in 3 weeks. But the premise is to pick 30 people who mean something to you and let them know. I believe this challenge could change the world. When we focus on what we have, we get more of it. When we focus on what we don't have, we get more of that too. Please go to teachgratitude.biz. Again, it's one of those little landing pages that I created to learn more about the webinar schedule to see how it works. I appreciate you researching the cause.
Okay.
Is that too much?
Well, it was pretty quick. What category are you putting that under?
That was services offered, creative services.
Services, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the key is to have so many fishing lines in the water that
mm-hmm.
when something just bobs, you've got so many out there that you don't. I mean, you've got enough that it just
mm-hmm.
keeps on coming into you. I think that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, however you do it, have flyers out there. I've also thought about hiring a college kid and just putting stuff on people's windshields. I know it's obnoxious, but, you know, all kinds of different things. I mean, in the book, how to get filthy, stinking rich in MLM, Mark Yarnell talks about putting things on lime green paper. I've done that. So, yeah, good stuff. A lot of stuff. So, network marketing is interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It can be a challenge, but it's fun.
It can be a challenge. And the goal is, I think, is just to educate yourself on the industry. Keep on educating yourself, and you'll find common threads and things that you like a lot. I study. I've got a lot of different books. But one book that I probably read 5 or 6 times is The Systems, and then the 45-second presentation. Probably read that 4 or 5 times as well.
Yeah. What's the author again?
Don Faila, Faila.
Faila.
He has a team of 800,000 people in his downline.
Okay. I have a lot of the books, but not. I didn't have that one. Thank you.
Yep. So, well, guys, have an awesome evening. Unless anybody else has any comments or questions.
No, you have a good evening, too.
Yes.
I think that was worth $97 right there, huh? So now
it
you
was,
know.
It was. Thank you.
It was, yeah.
Yes, it was. Very much so.
I guess I need a pat on the back for that, right? I mean.
Yes, you do. We'll consider that, Jeff.
There you go. So, well, good. So I appreciate you guys, and we'll do the last 3 laws next week. I'm going to a Danny Johnson seminar this weekend, so I'm sure I'll get tons of stuff from that, and I'll share that with you.
Good.
Danny Johnson was on the Secret Millionaires show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we shall see.
All right.
So, all right, guys.
Oh, good. Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you too.
Have a good week, everybody.
You too.
Bye. Have a good one, everybody.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
The moderator has.